One, I wanted to give you kind of the final counts as it's going to be effective next Monday on the 28th, the beginning of the second 6 weeks. We gave, Dr. Barr gave you what we thought it was looking like the last time we were together, but here's what you see. So you can see that in elementary, 78% of our children will be face-to-face beginning next Monday, the 28th. You'll see 67% intermediate, 65% middle school, with a small number coming in just for a select class like football or band. And then in high school, it's a little bit split three ways because you have 57% straight out face-to-face, 30% online totally, but another 13% coming in for those critical classes, the welding, the type of courses where they need to have some face-to-face time. So basically, I think the summary there is in high school, 70% of the kids are either face-to-face all the time or coming in part of the time with 30% online. And so as a district, it gives us a total of 68% face-to-face. So I thought that would be informative for you as we move forward.
Dr. Whitbeck, I have a question. Is a lot of the high school representation that are hybrid, the seniors that may not be on campus that much anyway because they don't have a full schedule, so they're going virtual and then coming for their either athletics or band or whatever they're involved in?
Honestly, I don't have a breakdown by grade level to tell you that. But what I think that it's more, it might be more the opposite. A lot of the seniors want to be there because this is their last chance for in the socialization of the friends. But so those hybrid kids, they can be, you know, in a senior level CTE class, for example, but just the kids in band in general, or football in general, or cheerleading and all, they're coming on in. We can get you a grade level breakdown. But I don't want to speak incorrectly. I'm not really sure.
And the increase, so it looks like there was an increase in face-to-face. Was it a big jump? It doesn't look like high school changed much.
No, the biggest increase was at elementary.
Yes.
And elementary varied from school to school. We had a range, if you recall, from the lowest one was 55% face-to-face to the highest one was about 72% face-to-face. But now I know for a fact at least one of our schools is 84% face-to-face. And that principal has shared that. So, you know, we can see it by school. So the principals have that information as they're planning, they're looking at master schedule, they're looking at how they need to make sure, you know, to keep things going as well as they've been going. The second thing I wanted to tell you about is kind of a newer idea that we wanted to do, and we sent a letter to the teachers last week. I did put it in your board update. We're sending it to the community tonight, and that is to have a special Teacher Appreciation Week beginning next week on September 28th. So as you know, traditionally Teacher Appreciation Week is in May, but we felt like that a lot of people in our community and in our nation have been very much appreciated, and rightly so, all the first responders, those in the medical field. But now our teachers have had to take on a lot of different responsibilities, and so it'd be nice just to give them an extra appreciation. So in the letter, we're suggesting things like having the child write a note, maybe filming the child saying some words and sending it to the teacher. You can, you know, certainly send a flower, send a treat, all of that, but a lot of things that can be done just to say, I appreciate you and thank you for all you're doing for our my child, or for me, if you are the child. So just know that you're going to see more about that. I want to compliment Mr. LeBlanc's team. They've already working on a hashtag, Think of Bryan ISD Teacher, and people will be able to upload their story, their picture, their thanks. And we're hoping it'll go viral.